Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is a good friend and fellow real agent, Lori Broussard. Lori is born and raised in Morgan City and runs a very successful business here. Lori has been in the real estate business for over 7 years and prides herself on community involvement and client focus. Welcome to the podcast, Lori.
Thank you, Jamie. Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We are sitting at a beautiful old home in Morgan City, Louisiana, right on the side of the bridge. And this is gorgeous. It's one of your listings. You guys have to go find this place if you Google Lori Broussard's listings. Anyway, Lori, tell us a little bit about why you got into the real estate business.
Well, I've always been interested in real estate. I've always admired the profession. Back in 2017, I was faced with a dilemma. I had owned a local bar. It was the Drink House, and it was a non-smoking live music venue.
Nice.
It was very nice. And they were selling the building, and I just didn't want to buy the building. So when they found a buyer for the building, they did not want to lease to me, so I had to leave.
You had to do something else.
Yeah, I had to do something else. So I sat back and I thought, you know, what could I do that I can make good money at and take care of myself and support myself.
Right.
So I looked into being a realtor, and it took me a few months after I closed the bar down to start my classes, but I'm glad I did, and here I am, and I do enjoy being a realtor.
Awesome. Yeah, and you started with a, I guess we call it a local brokerage, right? And it was somewhat local to this area as well. You started with Van Eaton and Romero.
Yes.
Which was then Latter & Blum.
Yes.
And you were quickly, within the first few years, a rising star with Van Eaton, right?
Yes.
So tell us what that was. So your first year. Okay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Van Eaton Romero, you know, they give out the rising star to a first year realtor that makes the most production.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I won that my first year.
And even from being in a smaller community of Morgan City, you were still able to get that award over some of the Lafayette agents.
Yes. I was very surprised.
Nice. Well, that's a good start to your career, of course. So we are calling this episode "By Yourself," right? We're kind of making a little joke on kind of being a lone wolf in the business, and you describe your market kind of like the Wild West, right? So
yes,
tell us
is.
A little bit about Morgan City market, like, and what that looks like.
Well, Morgan City kind of has It's a meeting area, I think, for a lot of MLSs. We have some agents in here from the Bayou boards.
Okay.
One is from the Baton Rouge board, and then we have several agencies that are not with any board.
Okay.
So, you know, it can be a little difficult.
Yeah, it can be difficult. Yeah, you were telling me about just the whole communication between different agencies, and even being able to show a property can be difficult sometimes.
Right. You know, not everybody uses showing time. You have to call some and just, you know, get the showing that way. You have to
call
text
the office.
Them or call the office. Yes.
I gotcha. Yeah. So they're a little behind on the times in that sense of, of having the centralized showing service like we have in Lafayette, which is definitely interesting. So you do different things, right? Like, you're very involved in your community. Tell us a little bit about the things that you're involved in your community.
Well, I'm a member of the Kiwanis. I just joined them this past year.
Okay.
And that has been very nice. The Kiwanis helps children in the community and children nationwide, you know. So, and I think they're actually go outside of the United States and helping children.
Nice.
So yeah, it's very nice. Like I said, I just started with the Kiwanis, so it's kind of new to me. I'm also a member of the chamber.
Okay.
I'm an ambassador with the chamber. I do events, you know, that the chamber puts on. I usually volunteer for the events that they do.
Right. And you know, you were telling me at lunch, because we grabbed lunch before, was you know, the chamber does so much for you as an agent,
it right? It really does.
As far as promoting you to other business owners and really right. highlighting you, which I thought that was interesting. You know, like it was something that, I mean, I'm not a member of the chamber in Lafayette, and maybe it's something that I need to consider doing with the connections that you've been able to build with, yeah. with that, right?
They're very... they will promote your business if you join. They'll send out email blast to the rest of their the people at the chamber, and I don't know what Lafayette chamber has to offer, but I'm sure it's equivalent to what right. St. Mary Parish's yeah. offers. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just being involved, you know. I think that's a common theme of a lot of our podcasts, is that just being involved in the community that you're representing is huge. So
right.
joining boards, joining clubs, joining the chamber, all those are great things to right. do to get connected, to just ultimately meet other agents and meet other people in the community.
Right.
So speaking of other agents, you've done, like, through the chamber, or I'm not sure if it was through the chamber, but you've done like a home buyers class.
I did do through that. Through the chamber, we had it at the boardroom in the chamber. I did a home buyers class with one of the local lenders, and I had at least 10 people show up at Morgan City. So
nice.
Yeah,
well, that's
nice.
A success, right?
Uh-huh, I think so.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, what kind of things would you recommend? Let's just say you had to go back and start your business over from scratch today.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things would you do to maybe share with a new agent who might be getting into the business right now and is looking to kind of level up? I mean, obviously, you're a very respected top producer in your Thank city. So what would you recommend a new agent do if they were starting their business today?
I would recommend that they get on social media and do a lot of social media marketing.
Right.
That helped me a lot. Join your local chamber. They will do email blasts for you, and they'll mail out flyers for you. I also sent out postcards. I got off, I think, Vistaprint that said, "I'm a realtor now," with my face on it.
Right.
And I, you know, when you open it up, it's, you know, I put one of my business cards in there, and I mailed it to everybody that I know. And
right.
some, even people I hadn't seen in 20
yeah.
years.
Yeah,
so,
just let them know.
Yeah, so they know I'm a realtor. I did buy a billboard in town. It was costly. I mean, it's really not that bad. But if you have the budget, get a billboard.
Yeah, and billboards are great for getting your brand and your face out there and really showing that you are a realtor.
Right.
They start associating Laurie with, now you're not just the lady who had the smoke-free bar, you're
right.
now the realtor.
Right.
So it's helping with people making that transition from, like, where you were before to
right.
now you're the authority
yeah.
in town. And billboards are good in that sense of, it's hard to calculate the return on a billboard, of course, but
I think being in a small town, it was good for me. Maybe being in a larger town in Lafayette, it may not be beneficial at first.
Right.
But I know, you know, in a smaller town, it was very beneficial for me to have those billboards, you know.
Nice. Yeah. And I know on the first podcast that we did, Darla, that was part of her strategy that she had to kind of dominate her small community was mm-hmm. getting billboards along the main drag coming in to her small community. And for her, there was some other so if you want to go back and listen to that podcast, that's another good one for being in a small community.
I have to take
you'll have to listen to yeah. Darla's. But yeah, that was the mindset too, was just like, okay, now I am a realtor.
Right.
So that's my identity. So I want you to see my name and
right.
not think of me as my past employment.
Right.
Now I am a realtor.
Yeah,
so I think that's important.
Yeah. And even like on Facebook, I did my page, but where I had all my friends was my personal
right your personal page right
page. So that's where I did all my advertising, and I even did like little videos, you know, just little short videos about being a realtor,
right.
Little tiny snippets like that weren't even a minute long. And a lot of them were just funny. Like, you know, you could do videos where it made you look like a little mouse,
mm-hmm.
and your voice was squeaky. And I'd say, I'm a realtor now, you know, and you know, and people laughed and engaged with it because it was
right.
just a little snippet and it was funny, you know.
Right.
So things like that to get people to engage with you. You don't have to always be serious,
right.
especially on social media. But that, I think my social media presence, and of course, I think having the board, a lot of people knew who I was. That helped a lot too.
But, yeah, and you grew up in the community, or you know, you're from close to this community, so you have a lot of people who know you,
right.
and stuff like that. But to get, like, that's one thing I think a lot of realtors miss is they need to know you as the realtor, the producer, the person that can help them with their real estate needs. So like that's where I think the billboards came in, and I think that's a good strategy when you're talking about social media to say, hey, I'm a realtor, I'm out here, I'm a realtor.
Right.
You also do things like pass your business card out at a restaurant, you were telling me.
Yes.
You know. So I'm sure there was a couple of things like that you did.
Yes. And, I think it's important to pay attention. You know, I always wore my name tag. I don't wear it as much as I used to, but I always wore my name tag and I had my business cards. And if somebody even said anything about real estate, I was joining that conversation,
yeah.
even if I had to walk across the room.
Yeah, yeah. I heard you're selling your house. You're selling your house. I'm a realtor. Yeah,
that's right.
So yeah, those are fun times to do. And you know, it's a grassroots effort the way that you've been able to do it by just doing it the old school way.
Right.
You know. Getting out there, sending your clients and your people who know you a postcard.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you're like me. You use the phone a lot too.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
calling them,
right.
letting them know you're in the business.
Yeah.
You know, you got to use the phone anyway. You got to talk to people.
That's right. Yes.
So that's definitely something. I am a phone person, so I use the phone a lot. So tell us a little bit about your thought process in joining Real. You're brand new to Real. You've just come over. You've been in the business 7 years and you're excited about Real.
I am excited. Yes, I am.
So, tell us a little bit about the journey from where you were to Real and why you made that choice to come to the company.
Well, it was a very personal choice, and it was a hard choice to make. You know, I'm a very loyal person in business and you know, personal, but I'm an extremely loyal person, and it took a lot for me to change. But you know, my old company was being bought out by another company.
Okay.
And I decided to make a move at that point, and I started looking on YouTube and different places. I knew I wanted a cloud-based brokerage. That was
right.
my best fit, especially being in Morgan City. And I wanted you know, a broker that had a lot of technology, and that was a good fit for me.
Right.
So I started looking at EXP.
Right.
And then I seen Real, and then I started watching the videos, Real versus EXP.
Right.
And I really found that Real had a lot more to offer to me. And you know, just listening to the upper management, like Sharon, just wonderful people.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, I mean, his love for his agents shows through in all of his videos, you know.
Yeah.
And just the core values with Real was really important to me. You know, work hard, be kind.
Yeah.
That really just, it's my
yeah.
vibe.
Yeah, cool. And I'm so excited because now, you know, you have a chance to help out other agents potentially in Morgan City,
yes.
who may be looking for something different, that they're just kind of saying, like, you know, I'm with this traditional brokerage, or I've been there for a long time, and I feel like
right.
I'm kind of stuck with where I am, but I want to get outside of my small town, and I want to be a part of a community of agents around the nation, and have
right.
the ability to really think outside of your box and be able to use some of the tools that agents around the nation are using.
Right.
So it gets you into a bigger circle.
It really
and
does.
It gets you into a higher end circle that
right.
you're now a part of, even in just the cloud base, you
right.
know, brokerage, you know. So that's awesome that you're able to kind of recognize that and see that as a great opportunity. So,
well, I needed that myself. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm really excited to be a part of Real.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, for sure. So, let's talk a little bit about, you know, social media. Like, what kind of things are you doing? You talked about that as a new agent. Like, what kind of things are you putting out as far as content on social media? Like, what kind of things do you post? And do you put it on your personal page or do you put it on your business page?
I put most of my stuff on my personal page. Those are most likely the people that are going to hire me
right.
to be their realtor anyway. I do post almost daily on my realtor page, but I share all my listings and things like that. Or when I talk about real estate, sometimes I share funny stuff, you know, like this is what I look like at the beginning of the transaction. And, you know, it's Taylor Swift and then it's a dog, the bounty hunter at
oh,
the
right.
end.
Yeah.
You know, and people seem to really enjoy those things.
Yeah.
They laugh. And, you know, I try to, you know, put forth that, you know, those kind of things. That way people stay engaged.
Right.
If you're constantly just hitting them with, you know, listings and stuff like that, they end up either, they won't even follow you at that point. They'll unfollow you. You
right.
you have to, you know, mix it in with everything else. And, you know, if they're following your page, that's one thing, your professional page, they're expecting that content. But as far as me, they're not expecting that every single day. So I don't do it all the time, but I do it often enough for them to remember that I am a realtor and,
right.
You know.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that's a lot of different people too that they talk about how they use social media as they talk about like mixing it up, like mm-hmm. some family stuff or
funny
what's
stuff.
Going on
community
your life
things.
Or community
yeah.
events or what's right. going on at the chamber, or what's going on with this new business
right.
and new listings
right.
and funny real estate memes.
Right.
So
and just a little advice because I'm on mainly Facebook. I'm 54,
right.
so I don't spread out too far from Facebook. But I do find there's a lot of times people ask for recommendations. I don't ever do that because, you know, you always know two or three AC guys, you know, so I just do not do recommendations, not openly. I'll send them a private message because people do get offended.
Oh,
you know,
gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're not, yeah. okay. So you're not openly recommending someone,
openly
a vendor
on Facebook.
No, okay.
I do
gotcha.
Not recommend that because people,
right. people could get offended.
Oh yeah.
Other people.
And
who
they
you
remember
didn't
that
highlight.
When they go to sell their house, I would think,
yeah.
you know, so.
Yeah. And in a small community like yours, you know, like your reputation, I'm sure is just everything for
right.
you.
It is.
You know, cause the word gets around quick. I mean, in any town, but
right.
But probably quicker in a smaller town too. So, I'm sure that makes a big difference. And I'm hoping too, once word gets around that, I mean, your signs and your billboards aren't even up yet
right.
with Real, but I'm sure people are going to be curious about why, you know, Lori made the move and made the jump and what's going on with Real and what's going on with all of that. So I hope that people reach out to you and like really find, you know, connect with you and find out a little bit about more about the company.
Yeah, me too.
So, because you have a lot to offer them with your experience and with the amount of production that you've been able to accumulate here in a small town, like people who are listening should definitely connect with you on social media. And we're going to put some of those details in the description of the podcast. So we'll put your information so that they can follow you. So is there anything else that you might want to tell an agent or give them a little encouragement about our market that we're in? You know, I know some people are very slow right now. Is there something that you may want to kind of tell an agent that kind of would help them? You know, get going and feeling like they're slow.
Well, you know, you're going to have slow times in the business. You know, I've gone several months and the phone really didn't ring that much and
right.
you weren't getting listings and you're like, oh no. And, you know, I do think sometimes you'll have even a bad year.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Right.
You're not always going to be running full speed ahead. And I say, and during those times where, you know, if you're not really busy and you start getting worried, don't worry. Just sit back and enjoy it. plan a little trip, go somewhere, enjoy the break, because it's going to come back at you full steam ahead.
Right.
And I've spent a lot of little breaks, even if it was just a month, you know, being worried and panicking. And then I was so busy after that month, I couldn't even see straight. And I said, why didn't I enjoy that month? Why didn't I just enjoy myself?
Right.
And I think that that's a difficult thing to do.
Right.
But I think that is one of the important things for you to realize is, you know, when you're not busy, it's okay. Just sit back and enjoy it. Maybe take some classes, get more educated.
Right.
You know, maybe redefine your social media stuff. Just use that time wisely, even if it's resting.
Yeah. No, that's good advice too, because, you know, everybody has those times, and I don't care if you've been in the business for 20 years like me, or
you know,
for 7 years, or for 10 years, or for 1 year. Like, everybody has those ups and downs in real estate, and that's the thing that they, you know, we all suffer from that. You know,
yes,
every year we hit the end of the year, and we say, okay, what's time to gear up and go again this year? You know, and really get out there. But you know, to me, I think always like having something that you do that's consistent. Is good. Like, if you want a consistent business, you have to do something consistently.
Right.
Even without like knowing or seeing the fruits of that labor, but the consistency of, hey, I need to consistently, maybe for you, if it's posting on social media, well, stay consistent with posting on social media.
And I do have an issue, you know, I try to post, but like my listings, it's not the funnest thing to post a listing on social media. It, you know, you got to, it takes a lot of time.
Right.
You know? And I tend not to do that. And I'm like, Laura, you need to at least post a few listings at least once a week. Because I think people expect that. I'm not sure about Lafayette, but I know here a lot of people do expect us to post on social media.
Yeah. So that's something that you can at least do consistently, that you can do to stay in front and stay working in a time where you may not be as busy.
Right.
But like for me, like mine is my weekly email. We talk about that a lot on the podcast, but you know, just having that one thing that you're like, hey, I'm going to consistently, and even if it's reaching or calling, you know, a past client, just saying, hey, I saw so-and-so graduated, or I saw, you know, you had a baby or whatever, just calling and touching base with those clients. Like, that consistency has to be a part of the slow times, for sure.
It does, yeah.
And it has to be a part of becoming a top producer as well. So, you know, for me, I see your production and your ability came from, you know, really, really, you know, doing everything you possibly can to represent your clients. Like, tell us a little bit about like what you do and what your mindset is with your clients.
Well, all my clients become really personal friends. You know, I'm very dedicated to my clients. And I go, you know, beyond for my clients. And I just think, you know, I take their feelings into consideration. I try to meet them where they're at.
Nice.
You know, and go from there. And I don't treat anybody any differently than what, you know, I don't treat everybody the same. Everybody's an individual, and everyone has different needs at that moment.
Right.
You know, so I try to meet you where you're at. And sometimes it's changing 10 different hats in one day.
Right.
But you have to be good at that, because if you're not, and you meet somebody with, you know, even just a slight bit of aggression that they weren't expecting, or anything like, you know, just, or in a way that they weren't, it can really ruin a relationship if you're not in tune to how they're feeling or what's going on in their life. So I really try to get, you know, my clients are very personal to me, and each one of them are different. And some things I can do with one client, I know that isn't going to fly with the other client, you know.
Right.
So I think that's, you know, being flexible and being, you know, reading people and knowing what they need from you is really, really important. And I don't always hit the mark. Sometimes I miss it.
Right.
You know.
But having that care and concern and really, like you said, meeting them where they're at.
Right.
Like that is huge.
It really is, because you can't list everybody's house exactly the same. You have to meet people where they're at. You know, some people, you know, they need to clean their house up, or they need to do it. You just got to work around that, and you know, and you have to be very cordial about it, and you know, do what they need. I'm in service to my client.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, yeah, we're just kind of closing out. Is there anything else that you may want to leave agents with, or give them a little bit of encouragement? You know, just one last little thing, you know?
I don't know. Just don't worry so much about things. Just take things easy. And I think if you just work hard and do your best, you're going to succeed in this business. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Just having that genuine care for people, mm-hmm. putting their needs, right. you know, in front of your own, and genuinely just trying to help, and being consistent over the long term,
right.
I think affords you that, those referrals, and they earn right. you that respect in your
yes.
community. And you've been able to do that, you know, in your community. You're so well respected.
Thank you.
You know, everyone is watching what you're doing, and I'm glad to have you in the group, you know.
Well, I'm you're, glad to be here.
You're awesome. So I'm glad that we're able to get connected. So if you're in Morgan City, or you're around here, or you're here in the podcast, you want a great realtor, you know, for one, reach out to Lori. For two, if you want somebody that may help you in a downtime, reach out to Lori. And I hope that you connect with her on social media and follow what she's doing. So I appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, this is awesome. So I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your consistency, and a lot of people have been listening to all the episodes and hearing all of our stories. So it means the world to me that you're taking the time out of your day to listen to some of our stories. So I really appreciate it, and I hope to talk to you guys soon.